You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bill Barnwell of ESPN, a noted analytics guy, big football guy, ranked the Browns as the third best potential job opening this offseason. It should note, it's Bengals, Browns, Cardinals, Dolphins, Falcons, Giants, Raiders, and Titans that he has ranked, and he's got the Bengals and the Cardinals ahead of the Browns, JP.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I don't know many people that would have the Cardinals ahead of, really, I mean, because that could be that'd be the number one job this year. Because think about it, Zach Taylor's likely to stay in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's got two more years.
They're too cheap. It is what it is. So, like, the Cardinals of all teams, they don't know what their quarterback situation is.
They're not going to get a high enough pick.
Phelps thinks they're going to trade Marvin Harrison Jr. Like, I don't know where we're getting this being a great job from.
I think it has something to do with the cap space, and he does call out a couple other things. Oh my gosh, where is this? He mentions Josh Sweat, Walter Nolan, Will. So basically talking about the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. I think the Kyler Murray thing is just, it's a non-starter.
The non-starter, exactly right. Because you either don't have Kyler Murray, which means you need a quarterback, or Kyler Murray is your quarterback, which is an even bigger problem than not having a quarterback.
Now, what I do think this list highlights is it's a good year to have an opening, even if there isn't an elite coach out there, because I think if you asked every candidate, rank these seven jobs. I'm taking the Bengals off. This is a ridiculous thing that he puts them first.
Yeah.
But rank these seven jobs. I think if you have 30 candidates, you're going to have 30 different rankings, including probably the best that I think any team's going to get is maybe 10 of the 30 votes, and I think that'd be the Titans because of Cam Ward.
Well, so the real question of this, though, is do you buy the idea that the Browns are one of the better head coaching openings?
I don't know.
I can see the hesitation.
Well, I can see the benefits. If you believe in Shador, if you look at that defense, if you have a connection with Andrew Berry, assuming he's going to be the GM, like, oh, and by the way, Jimmy Haslam, for all the things you can say about firing people and interference, the dude spends.
He spent more than anybody in the NFL over the previous 5 years.
You know, as they reset this pay cycle, they're going to go after it the same way the Eagles have for now half a decade.
If you watch how Kevin Stefanski just let this go, and I think this is important to know because we always do this with the Steelers. It's like, Steelers have had three coaches in the last 50 years, and if like last year, the convo was if Ben Johnson goes there, he knows he's going to have a job for 20 years, right? Do we trust Haslam now at this point? After giving Stefanski would have 6 years, and he would have been fired while having, we don't know the dates, the years on his extension. That's never publicly been known, but we know it was an extension a couple years ago. I would guess maybe 2 more years on it, 3 more years on it, somewhere in that range. Like you'd be ending off with a good chunk of change if you're Stefanski.
So then you've got to go the other way. I think Haslam still has, I think it's the interference more than anything that's going to hurt Haslam, that he's an active owner. I do think some people are going to look at this job and go, I don't want to coach Shador. And if that's a guy I got to work for in 2026, I don't want to do it. And you're in salary cap hell and you're not out of the Deshaun Watson waters. So I don't think you can make a case it's one of the three best jobs. I don't think it's one of the three worst jobs, though.
All six in back of the Bengals and the Cardinals outside of this, and the Cardinals ownership is a bad ownership, by the way, as cheap as it gets, but Browns have a very involved ownership. Titans have a, I would say, way too involved ownership. Giants and the Mara family, they're on every sideline every single game. Falcons, Arthur Blank is on the sidelines of every single game. Stephen Ross with the Dolphins tried to basically skirt NFL rules years ago and trying to get Tom Brady there. Like, he's not only as sketchy as it gets, he's as involved as it gets. And the Raiders with the Davis and Brady connection, like, it's interesting how the through line is. A lot of these owners are very heavily involved. So I don't even know that the Haslam part of this will be used as a discredited portion of the convo.
I think the two jobs I would put atop this, one are the Titans because of Cam Ward. I still wouldn't have it number one. If you're a head coach coming in a new spot, ownership matters. I know the Maras have fired head coaches every 2 years here, every 3 years, every 4 years. So it's not like it was when Ben McAdoo took over for Tom Coughlin. But they're well-respected in terms of being hands-off. And you want options. And I think there's a lot of really nice players on that defense. And you get to choose between Jackson Dart or Fernando Mendoza as of right now. I think that's clear in a way. Like, you have every option you want, and if you want to rock with Jackson Dart, you can trade down and rebuild the entire team in the next two drafts with what you get for the number one pick.
Do you trade Jackson Dart then in this instance? If you take Mendoza do you trade Dart for what is the market on Jackson Dart?
I would be surprised if you can't get a first round pick this
year. That's what I would think. I would think you at least recover what the value was that you took him last year with.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a Josh Rosen situation.
No, not at all.
So he's played good. I think he's overrated. I think he's good.
I'm worried about his concussions moving forward is what I'm worried about.
I think that's totally fair. But like the Raiders.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, I can see them being desperate enough to do that. I don't know. I can't remember if Brady liked him or not. I could certainly see, honestly, I could see a team like the Dolphins or Cardinals trading for Jackson because it only costs you a first rounder.
For sure.
But I think the Giants probably would be my number one job. Then probably the Titans because you at least have a quarterback if you believe in Cam Ward.
I feel like the Falcons should be a better job than this. I'm not the biggest Penix guy, but they do. I mean, between Bijan, between Drake London, like they have players.
I think they're a bad team this year because I think Raheem Morris chose the wrong offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that means curtains for Raheem. I think he's an okay coach. I don't think he's good. I don't think he's bad. I think he's okay, but you need your Kyle Shanahan a la Mike Pettine. especially with a young quarterback in Michael Penix. I think those are the first three jobs for me. And then I think if you want to put the Browns there, I think that's where the conversation starts.
It's pretty encouraging, though, all things considered. I left reading the article and reading the takeaways and thinking to myself, it puts the Browns in a much better light than I had initially thought when we were talking about this. And like big picture wise, I thought not only would we be playing with the scraps, I just assumed we'd be playing at the bottom of the basement with this stuff. And really, it's not the case. There are a handful of teams that are worse off than we are right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks have good points about, well, how good is the job really? I think it's going to be beauteous in the eye of the beholder. And I still, like, I think when you're not, because there isn't a Ben Johnson or a Mike Vrabel or somebody of that ilk, even a Pete Carroll in this, I think it frees you up. Yeah, like, I think the problem when Hugh was the guy and he wanted to be in Cleveland and they wanted him, all that, I don't think you ran a genuine search. And I think, so you ended up finding a coach who didn't fit what he wanted to do or what you wanted to do, and I think it made that situation even worse. I think if Andrew's still here, assuming he can be the adult in the room and lead the search, mm-hmm. and not just him, but a veteran front office, I think you can find the guy for you. And I don't, listen, there isn't a Ben Johnson, there isn't a Mike Vrabel, but remember, when Mike Vrabel got hired in Tennessee, Mike Vrabel wasn't Mike Vrabel.
Right. A lot of people laughed at Liam Cohen, for instance. But like it's like there's a lot of guys like that that exist out there.
Vrabel had spent a year as the defensive coordinator in Houston, and it had, two or three more years as the D-line coach. We don't necessarily put D-line coaches in head coach jobs all the time.
How about Dan Campbell in Detroit?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the question is Jimmy just trying to find something that puts alignment with himself and with Andrew Berry, or can you find a candidate that does something really rare, which is speaks to the football guys in that locker room, speaks to the fans in a way that resonates with them on good and bad days, while also finding alignment with Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam?
Yeah, no, it's going to be a really tough, I was going to say, like a line to thread almost. I just don't know that it's possible. That's the sad part. We're so far in the basement of all of these coaches because everyone's just plucked apart, and you've taken the Zach Taylors and the Matt LaFleurs and you've gotten the Kevin O'Connells, and we're just at the end of this offensive explosion of different assistants. Like, I was even thinking in my head, I'm like, do you just go out and get Bobby Slowick, who 2 years ago was considered awesome when he did the 1 year with CJ Stroud and then just kind of disappeared? Like, do you go down that road? Like, how deep are you willing to take this?
I'm willing to not hire an offensive head coach. I'm willing to find a John Harbaugh.
Honestly, it seems like the best coaches out of this group right here seem like they're all on the defensive side of the ball right now.
I'm willing to interview Thomas Brown, who was the interim coach for the Bears, who's the tight ends coach and running game coordinator for New England right now. Adam Stenovich, who's the O-line coach for Green Bay, and I think he's also technically the OC. I'm willing to talk to defensive coordinators who haven't got. I'm not Lou Anarumo. I don't need a 53-year-old Italian man. With love to 53-year-old Italian men. Hey, I'm Lou. Come on over.
What? This is why you're never going to get Italian man of the year. This is it right here.
Well, not all of us are 5.6%.
It's not even just not being 5.3. Thank you. 5.3.
The number keeps changing every time.
No, I told you yesterday, 5.3. It's going to stay. It's going to stay 5.3. That's what it is.
Yeah. We had How to look do you even get 5.3?
We had to look it up. I don't know. I'm a point something with everything, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I understand some point.
We got to 100. Apparently, somehow, 23andMe just needed to get to 100, and so they just started throwing decimals and points.
Throw a 0.3 on the Italian.
That's what it is. Their algorithm. I don't know what happened.
The lead in 5 minutes. 216-474-0092. Is the Browns job a top three opening in the NFL this offseason to the names we threw out there? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.